Joined by South Dakota Public Utilities Commissioner Chris Nelson. And Chris, news came out late last month that Xcel Energy plans to build a new 300-megawatt wind farm in Coddington County, north of Watertown, on a 40,000-acre site, a project called the Dakota Range Project, developed by Apex Clean Energy. Wind power projects, they seem like they're always on the docket before the Public Utilities Commission, and this, I guess, would be just another one that you folks eventually will have to take up as well.
It is, and actually, we've seen or are beginning to see perhaps a crescendo of these projects coming to the commission. There's been a lot of projects that have been talked about in various parts of the state, but from informal communications that we've had from some of the developers, we're thinking we could see five or six of these projects actually come to the commission over the next year, asking for a siting permit in order to build. And so we're really seeing a push at this point, and I think part of what's pushing that is the fact that the production tax credit that is given to wind developers is in a phase-down period over the next 3 or 4 years, and so those developers are in a push right now to get as many projects built as they can before that credit phases out.
Chris, this particular project, they're talking about a 300-megawatt wind farm that would be located on a 40,000-acre site 20 miles north of Watertown. In terms of size and scope of this project, how does it rank compared to some of the others that you see?
Well, that would be the largest project in the state compared to what we have today. And that's typically what we're seeing with some of these projects that are being talked about, being in the 300 to 400 megawatt range. Obviously, we're dealing with a permit application over in Clark County right now for a potential project there that is slated to be up to 400 megawatts. And so I think that's another trend that we're seeing, is that the projects not only are becoming more frequent, but are also getting larger in scope as they develop.
I can note here that the Coddington County Board of Adjustment is meeting on Monday, October 16th, and on their agenda is a request for a conditional use permit from Apex Clean Energy Management, LLC, and Apex Clean Energy would be the developer of this Dakota Range project north of Watertown. Can you talk, Chris, a little bit about the permitting and siting process, and what needs approval from maybe the local level and the state level before these projects can move forward?
Certainly. Any wind project that is larger than 100 megawatts has to receive a siting permit from the Public Utilities Commission before they can commence construction. Obviously, they also have to comply with all the other county and state and federal laws that might apply, and as you mentioned, one of those is going to the local county officials and making sure they've complied with local county zoning and received the appropriate permits at the local level. So far as the Public Utilities Commission process, once an application is filed with us, and I would note that in the case of this project, we have not received an application yet, but once it is filed with us, we have 6 months in order to process that application. The very first part of that process will be holding a public input meeting where we will go to that location and have a meeting where the public can come in and give us their comments about the potential project, along with allowing the developer to explain the project to the folks that are in attendance. We will then work through the process of that application, and typically that will culminate in a hearing, a formal hearing, where we will hear from the company, we will hear from Public Utilities Commission staff, we will hear from any opponents to the project, and then make our decision as to whether or not the permit will be granted or denied. The criteria for granting or denying a permit is well laid out in state law, and essentially it says that if a project is to be built in the location proposed, will the health, safety, welfare, and economy of that area be maintained and not harmed. And so Those are the kinds of things that we're looking for as we process through a permit application.
Chris, you mentioned that during the permitting process, opponents would have a chance to voice their opinions on a project, and there are a lot of these out there, and we hear from opponents who say that they're worried about any kind of noise impact from these wind turbines if they're located close to their home, potentially some negative impacts on property values. Are those generally the types of concerns that you hear from people that are against these projects?
Certainly. You know, state law lays out a process whereby anyone who has an interest in the project can file as an intervener in our legal process. And what that does is essentially puts that person on an equal legal footing with both the company and the Public Utilities Commission staff. And so they can participate in our entire process, including the formal hearing, and that means that, you know, they can introduce witnesses, they can cross-examine witnesses, they can file testimony, and all of those kinds of things. And so typically what we would and have heard from folks that are opposed to the wind farms is some of the things that you've just mentioned. And obviously when it comes to the formal hearing then, it would be the burden of the opponents to prove the case that they are attempting to make.
Of course, it's no secret, Chris, that President Obama was a very strong proponent of clean energy, renewable sources of energy, and now we have a new administration in Washington that maybe takes a little bit of a different view on things such as coal-fired power plants. Given the change in leadership in Washington, combined with the phase down of these tax credits for wind energy projects that you spoke of earlier, given those couple of factors, what do you see as the future of wind development in a state like South Dakota?
You know, I'd say a couple of things. First of all, wind has become pretty competitive economically, even without the production tax credit. And so I'm convinced that even once that credit has phased down, wind will be economically competitive to the other sources of electricity. I think one of the things that we're hearing from the current administration is a concern about the real base load sources of electric generation, such as coal-fired plants, being phased out too rapidly. And so what the current administration is saying is we need to take a look at that and make sure that, that those aren't going away too rapidly. And from the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission perspective, we're concerned that those baseload sources aren't phased out prematurely, meaning that a portion of the capital costs that were invested in those haven't yet been recovered and might leave ratepayers on the hook for some of those unrecovered costs.
Chris, in regard to this Dakota Range Wind, proposed Dakota Range Wind project in Coddington County, you mentioned there's also a proposed wind project over in Clark County. If someone has an opinion either for or against those projects, do they have to be in person at a hearing to voice their opinion? Is there a way that they can do that on your website or through an online method?
Yeah, we've made it very, very easy so that if folks want to voice an opinion on a particular project, but they don't want to go to the level of being a formal intervener or a party to the project, there's a couple of ways that they can have input. One is they can come to those public input meetings that we always hold early in the process, or they can send us written comments either through the mail or through the PUC's website. And those comments then are shared among all of the commissioners, the staff, and all of the parties that are involved so that we all know what various members of the public are thinking on a particular project.